On this episode of Still Loading, number 3. Hey guys, it's Josh, and welcome to this newest episode of Still Loading. Today, I have my beautiful fiancé here with me for the first time on the podcast. Say hello, Courtney.
Hello.
Courtney is not a gamer, as I've said before sometimes on this. So, today, she was gracious enough to join me for the game of Archon for the original Nintendo. Now, in your best words, Courtney, what did you think of this game?
It was dumb.
That I 100% agree with you. It was boring as shit. Okay, so first thing, like what I usually do, Courtney, is I go, we basically kind of look at the box art and we kind of talk about it. Like
I'm in charge of the box. I'm holding it.
So what do you see on the box?
Well, we've got some lovely graphics of... It seems to be a goblin with a chain beating this skeleton sort of purple devil, and it is pounding it through a wall. So this looks...
Which is the chessboard.
Is the chessboard. This game is a chessboard strategy game that hurts, apparently, is what the box is saying.
It definitely hurt my soul a little bit playing.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a waste of life.
I'm not gonna lie, we only played, what, 30 seconds of it?
Barely.
So, we jumped into the game, and we see, I'm like, it is, it's a fucking chess simulator. Great. So when the two pieces come together, then you can actually control them and battle. Problem is, the controls are garbage, and it's boring. It's really boring. It's just a boring game. But in any case, so...
It's not even a real chess square, like a chess board. The squares are irregular. It's not black and white, every other, like, a geometrical, normal chess board. It's odd, and it's blue and light blue, and the pieces aren't even, like, the regular chess players. You've got trolls, wizards, knights. I saw sorceresses and unicorns, banshees and basilisks. I mean, I thought for a second it would be wizard's chess, but...
From Harry Potter?
Yeah, but my hopes were...
Dashed.
Quickly depleted.
So... Maybe we should have read the manual for this, because it actually gave stats. So
you didn't read the manual?
No, I never read the manuals for these. That's what's fun. We go in blind and we figure it out as we go.
You have to read the answer. Does it come with a story?
Let's find out.
Does it have a story intro? Oops.
The struggle continues. The light and the dark. Two forces locked in an internal struggle for domination. The two sides are led by spellcasting wizard and sorceress, and championed by armies of mythical beasts and legendary heroes, possessing incredible powers. They meet on a battlefield of light and dark squares. Creatures gain strength when occupying a square of their own color, and lose strength when occupying a square of the opposing force's color. See, that would have been nice to know when I was like...
Oh yeah, sorry, I wasn't listening to you. What did you say?
Thanks. Thanks.
I was looking at the box.
No, so it creatures gain strength when occupying a square of their own color and lose strength when occupying a square of the opposing force's color.
Yeah, that's a good strategy to know going into the game, especially because you get to choose in the beginning, do you want to be on the light side or the dark side?
So the ultimate goal is to capture and control the 5 power points or complete elimination of the opposite force.
You have to completely eliminate the board of players?
Or get... I think those, like, 5 flashy squares on the chessboard. Did you remember those? They were kind of pulsing a little bit. There were 3. Okay, then I don't know where the hell the other 2 were. So that's pretty much the game. Like, with the box art, kind of going back to it, I didn't really think the dude looked like a goblin. He kind of looked like Lion-O from the Thundercats.
Because I know exactly what you're talking about. That is an exquisite comparison, Joshua.
But I like that it's made by Activision. You might know them, Courtney, because they're the people who make Call of Duty now.
That's another game that you play, right?
I don't play it very often. Oh. But yeah. So,
oh, is that the one that all those like high school boys call COD?
Yes.
Yeah, COD. Gotcha. So,
the game itself was really kind of boring. I mean, there's lots of different things you could do. You could use spells, teleport, summon.
You could summon the elements. Air, water, fire, and earth mm-hmm. are all at your command. Though I don't know how we didn't have that option.
Well, look at this.
Oh, look, and it seven magic spells. Explosive battles.
In the manual, it actually tells you what each, like, piece is actually useful for. Unlike all the others, which, you know, it didn't really...
Yeah, like, when you start learning the game of chess, you have to learn their...
Yeah, their movesets.
Their moves.
I mean, I guess this is exactly, like, one of those... So, a lot of the old games for, since I know you don't play a lot
the
of older
olden games.
The olden games.
Back in the
you
olden
actually
days.
Need to read manuals, because you can't just jump in and figure it out. The nowadays, games build the tutorial straight into the gameplay. In these, you actually had to read the manuals to figure out what the hell is actually going on.
The myth... Yeah, I can tell. You need to take about, depending on your reading skills, I guess like a good 30 minutes to go through this. You can learn how to teleport spells and stuff and
things
and...
So, once you're on the chessboard, and then you can move your pieces around, when two pieces meet, then they go onto a battlefield, and they fight. So you can control the fighting, but it's, I'm gonna be honest, it's really tough to do. Like, not, like, everything's close range, so the computer has better reaction times than you do. Overall, it was just, honestly, it was just a boring-ass game.
But you could play against someone else versus the computer, but we would need two... handhelds for that, right?
Two controllers?
Controllers, that's yes. the word, yeah.
Yeah, I do have two controllers, but I didn't want to subject you. I just wanted to kind of watch us. I
was really good at watching.
Overall, it was... I don't recommend it at all. I know this is only like 8 minutes, but thankfully I have a bonus episode for you guys next week.
Woo-woo!
So this one's going to have, unfortunately, end early, because honestly there's not much to say about it. It's literally just a chessboard. They each have different moves and sets. I feel like if I actually sat down and figured out all these, it might be a fun like strategy game with friends, but in all honesty, it's a boring game. It's not like if you want to play chess, go play chess. You don't need a video game.
That
to do
would be
that.
More exciting. Yeah. Let me tell you, and that already makes me want to like run away.
Yeah. So honestly, sorry for such a short episode, everybody. But we played literally a minute of this game. Not even the music was okay. The gameplay was boring. There's really not much more to it. I would honestly rate this one really low. I don't suggest going to play it.
Probably a 1 out of 10. Maybe a 0.5.
That'd probably be... I'm sorry for your first episode I brought you on to such a shitty game.
Do you think we can call the customer service number?
We can try.
Do you think they're still active? We could write to them. Oh, yeah. That would be more exciting than...
You know what? Hold on one second. Let's see. Where's my phone? What's that number? Put it on speaker. See if it does anything.
Oh. They're not open. They're only open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday.
That's okay. Maybe we'll get an automated message. What's the number?
415-329-7699.
Let's see if that has anything.
For recorded game hints and information about our newest software, call that number anytime for a touch tone phone.
Sometimes it takes a little bit for some reason because I'm on Wi-Fi.
But let me tell you, this is far more exciting already than the actual game.
Yeah, because we're hoping that we actually get a hold of someone.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your call later. 089T.
Yep, that's all it says when you dial that number.
That's okay. I mean, their game was a letdown, so obviously their customer service is going to be a letdown.
Too. Well, thank you all for listening to this episode. Sorry it was such a short one. Like I said, come back next week for a bonus episode.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Still Loading. Please rate, review, and subscribe so I can make this podcast better and more enjoyable for all. You can find me on Twitter at Still Loading Pod, Instagram at Still Loading Pod, and also on Facebook at Still Loading Pod.